First in the news tonight, Democrats in the Maine legislature want the State Department of Transportation to explain its choice to privatize maintenance and operation of the Casco Bay Bridge, and they want that explanation as soon as next week. The department says its $3.8 million contract with Florida Drawbridge Incorporated will be cost neutral with the elimination of 9 DOT jobs at the bridge. But Senator Bill Diamond, a Windham Democrat, is questioning that claim. And as A.J. Higgins reports, the legislators say they're also concerned about the contract's implications for public safety.
There have been talk about the State Transportation Department possibly contracting the Casco Bay Bridge to a private operator earlier. But Senator Bill Diamond said the discussion never seemed to reach a resolution. Then he received a call from DOT Commissioner David Bernhardt informing him that a bid from Florida Drawbridge Incorporated had been accepted. Diamond, a longtime member of the legislature's Transportation Committee, said he was stunned by the news.
This is it's unprecedented, at least in my memory, where a department has this type of a huge policy shift, and the committee, on the Oversight Committee, Committee of Substance, was not involved. And I think it sets a very uneasy precedent.
At issue is the loss of 9 state jobs at the bridge that connects Portland and South Portland, along with assurances that FDI services will operate the bridge safely. Diamond says he wants more answers from Bernhardt, who has agreed to meet with the Transportation Committee next month to explain why the state is better off with a private contractor in a deal that apparently produces no immediate savings.
The motivation doesn't seem to be because it saves money. Essentially, is it still 3.5, 3.8, either way they do it. So that was the first question I had. The next one was, you know, the committee's involvement. Obviously, there wasn't any.
At State DOT headquarters in Augusta, Dale Doughty, the department's maintenance and operations director, says he is confident that FDI services can provide the level of professional expertise that the state has demanded from its own workers. The company operates and maintains 51 bridges in several states and has an excellent track record for safety. A state DOT supervisor would continue to remain at the bridge under the 5-year contract with FDI. Doughty says the privatization allows the DOT to redeploy its resources more effectively and will eventually produce some financial savings down the line.
The cost of this contract and the cost of us actually operating and doing the light maintenance is about the same. So they are about cost neutral on the bridge if you just look at the bridge. However, if you look at the entire network, I think we'll have a long-term savings to the infrastructure because we'll be able to preserve and maintain things better by not only refocusing these positions, but positions that we refocused in the past through attrition and just changing our, adjusting our mission slightly.
As for the 9 employees, Doughty said one has already indicated that he plans to retire and the others may find jobs elsewhere in the department or within state government. The contract also permits FDI to rehire some of the workers who are losing their jobs. Maine State Employees Association Executive Director Rodney Hiltz says his organization will make the welfare of those workers a top concern. But he also says that MSEA's objections to the privatization go beyond employment.
Union members and people who work for unions are taxpayers and they're members of our community. And what we care about is our community and our public safety. And this is a public safety issue.
Hiltz says the MSCA will be on hand at any future meeting of the Transportation Committee and DOT officials in an effort to learn more about why Maine is better off by contracting with a Florida-based company. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.